This is KUT. The bus stop located at the southeast intersection of 12th Street and Chacon was once adorned with vibrant plaques commemorating the history of East Austin, but the exhibit has fallen into disrepair since its installation in 2003. Now, Capital Metro wants to redo the bus stop to honor East Austin's African-American legacy. KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports.
Creola Shaw Burns owns Shaw's Garage, located on East 12th Street, and is an active member of the East 12th Street Merchants Association. She was excited when Capital Metro reached out to the association last November to ask for help on the bus stop redesign.
I want to make sure that my children, you hear the little children in the background, I want them to know that there's a history. I want them to know that African Americans were pushed to this area of town in the 1920s.
The redesigned bus stop will feature photos pulled from the archives of the Austin History Center. So far, Shaw Burns has helped Capital Metro host two public meetings, including one last night at Houston-Tillotson University, to solicit opinions on which photos to use.
Please be open. Please understand a lot of work has already gone into it, but we're not married to it. We'll take any suggestions.
Stuart King's family has owned and operated the King Tears Mortuary since 1905. He hoped the business's history could be added.
I would like to see a picture of Tears Funeral Home on 6th Street with the horse and buggy. I'd like to see his location on 12th Street.
While Barbara Daniels wanted to make sure that whatever ends up on the display is easily identifiable.
For example, if you look at a picture here that says the Harlem Theater, where was the Harlem Theater?
Daniels also raised a pressing concern, that of vandalism. Graffiti tags and general wear and tear from the elements led to the disrepair of the current display at the bus stop. Jordan Smith is a community involvement specialist at Capital Metro.
What we're planning to put these images on is porcelain enamel boards. Mm-hmm. And so that's designed to last for 25 years minimum with a warranty. And it's designed to be vandalism proof.
While the project has garnered praise from some of the community, others have questioned Capital Metro's priorities. Trey Williams says he's used the 12th and Chacon bus stop 2 to 3 times a day for the past 16 years.
They could be doing a whole lot different stuff, trying to get better bus stops or, you know, more frequent stops or less rates.
Along with the cosmetic changes, Capital Metro plans to install 2 new LED light poles at the bus stop at 12th and Chacon. Construction on the project will begin this summer and should be completed this fall. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.